Malaysia is a federation. States were formed basically from tribal groupings coming together through marriages and interaction, including through wars. And the Malay states, of course, were formed in this way. In many other countries, of course, the beginning has always been as small states, and when there is a powerful leader coming from any one of the states, then there is an attempt to bring together all the states in the form of a union or a federation. The United States, of course, is one of the best examples of federation, where the power is shared between the central government, the federal government, and the state governments. Now, Malaysia became a federation simply because when the Malay states decided to accept British rule, basically, the four states came together under British rule to form the Federated Malay States: Perak, Pahang, Negeri Sembilan, and Selangor. In these four states, much of the administration was centralized, and the capital was Kuala Lumpur. The British desired to make all the states, all the Malay states, into members of the federation. But the five other Malay states rejected totally the British proposal to federate: Johor, Kedah, Perlis, Terengganu, and Kelantan. These five states wanted to remain separate, wanted to have more autonomy for themselves, simply because they saw what was happening in the federation, where the sultans and the administrators, mostly all of them were Malays, were not given the same authority as the British supervisors. So they didn't want to have anything to do with a federation of the Malay states. However, the feeling on the ground was that there is a need for some kind of identification of the Malay states as being of one country, because they were inhabited by practically the same people. The British themselves, they decided in England, in London, in the colonial office, in fact, to design a new government for the Malay states. Because there were so many governments in the Malay states, it was very cumbersome, difficult to administer Malaysia. So the British, during the wartime, when they were still unable to reconquer, they already started to plan the new government for the Malay states. And in their scheme of things, the British planned a unitary state, not a federal state, a unitary state to be called the Malayan Union. As we all know, there were protests, and eventually the British had to give up on uniting the Malay states into one single country. They went back to the idea of federation, and in 1948, the British decided to dump the Malay Union and recreate a federation of Malay states, the Federation of Malaya. And the local people accepted this because they too felt that it was inefficient to have too many states with too many governments. When the Malay states became independent in 1957, it became independent as a federation. Now, the administration of a federation, of course, is far more complex than that of a union. There has to be a division of power between the states and the central government. This was worked out very well by people who were quite knowledgeable about the administration of the Malay states. Some of the former British civil servants came back, and they understood the sensitivities of the rulers and their states, and they figured out how to bring the states together in a federation while retaining some of the identity and powers of the Malay states. Whereas the rulers should be maintained, but their powers should be diminished in terms of the administration. And the government will be by elected representatives. This was agreed upon, but there came this question of a state needing a single head. We cannot have 9 heads of government. And so came the concept of Yang di-Pertuan Agong, who would be installed for only 5 years, and after that another ruler would be appointed as head of the country. In Malaysia, the federal form of government worked very well because security, finances, and also foreign policy remains completely with the central government. And basically, many of the most important departments was given to the central government. Principally, this is about security. The police and the armed forces were to be under the charge of the central government, but also some of the administrators. There would be a federal administration, but the states would have their own administrators too. So we have a repetition of same multiple governments as we had when we were under British rule. Now, in order to facilitate administration again, it was felt that the capital city should be separately administered. This is, of course, a political decision, and as a result of that decision, Kuala Lumpur was made a federal territory. There was no objection on the part of the other states, although it has changed slightly the character of the federation. Then, of course, later on, the island of Labuan was made federal territory, and eventually Putrajaya itself was made a federal territory. So we have elections for the federal government, which is carried out throughout the country simultaneously at the same time. But the states can have their own elections. And we see in Sabah and Sarawak, the state elections being held quite separately from the federal government. The federal government has shown no objection, nor do the other states show any objection. Malaysia has been able to present itself as a single country, that it has its own foreign policy, which is accepted by all the states, and it has, of course, a single federal consolidated fund, which is shared between the federal government and the state government. There are some areas where the state are quite independent, but not so independent as to be separate from the federal government completely. We have, as you know, we have some states being governed by different parties. Generally, one single party has ruled the country for the past, ever since independence, but some states are ruled by different parties. Despite that, there is fairly good cooperation between the center and the states. So in Malaysia, the federal system has worked very well. Despite the sharing in terms of the wealth of the country and the local administration of the states. So that, I think, is something that Malaysia can congratulate itself, because it has made the federal system work despite having 9 sultans plus one Yang di-Pertuan Agong. Malaysia has been able to develop well, much better perhaps than many unitary states which gained independence after the war.